USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Six people are dead after a fiery plane crash early Saturday morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. Fire crews said when they arrived, the Cessna C-550 business jet was fully engulfed in flames. The plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. The Biden administration will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
It's a difficult decision. It's a decision we deferred. It's a decision that required a real hard look at the potential harm to civilians.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defending the move, arguing the munitions are critical for Ukraine to defend its territory against Russian forces. The bombs are controversial as they explode, sending multiple munitions over a wide area. A Florida couple has been charged in the death of their 18-month-old daughter, who died in a hot car. According to prosecutors, the parents left the baby girl strapped in her car seat after returning home from a 4th of July party. The investigation revealed that both Joel and Jasmine Rondon tested positive for marijuana and alcohol, while Joel also tested positive for methamphetamine. Both individuals are facing charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child. Arizona is not expected to get a break from what the National Weather Service in Phoenix says could rival some of the worst heat waves this area has ever seen. People telling Fox 10 Phoenix, they either love it or hate it.
I think it's yucky. I'm glad I work inside.
I enjoy coming out here and getting the sweat.
Excessive heat is expected for at least another week in Phoenix. SpaceX successfully launched another set of 48 Starlink satellites into orbit using a Falcon 9 rocket. The launch took place Friday afternoon at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. With this launch, SpaceX has now deployed over 4,700 Starlink satellites. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
A high-stakes trip overseas is continuing for a high-ranking member of the Biden administration. USA News' Tim Berg has the details.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is continuing her travels in Beijing in efforts to smooth the relationship between the United States and China.
Let me be clear that while the U.S. has differences with the Chinese government, these are not disagreements with the Chinese people. In fact, we're proud to have millions of Chinese immigrants in the United States to enrich our communities.
Yellen speaking there during a lunch with a group of female economists and entrepreneurs. The Treasury Secretary will be leaving China on Sunday.
The Netherlands will be under a caretaker government after the Dutch government collapsed on Friday. Prime Minister Mark Rutte told the nation in a televised speech that he will tender the resignation of the entire cabinet to the king. The collapse came after Rutte's conservative VVD party could not reach a deal on limiting immigration. The ongoing writer's strike has halted Hollywood film and TV production with no resolution in sight. The Writers Guild of America's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired on May 2nd. The strike, now in its 68th day, revolves around improved compensation for writers in the streaming era and the assurance they won't be replaced by AI systems. And this year will be the last for a women's soccer legend. U.S. national team member Megan Rapinoe announced her retirement Saturday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.